Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, Mr. Humble, at your service as always. Very excited about having our good friend Ellen Rohr back on the show. And as I mentioned earlier, folks, do not unbuckle your seatbelts. You pulled them tight. Had to buckle up and pull them tight for Jerry Silverman. You can't do it. You still got to stay buckled up because Ellen Rohr is in the building. She's a force, ladies and gentlemen. She's not just an amazing woman. She's a force. And she is someone who is a real-life business owner, just like you and me. And yet she still takes time to help folks like you and me in our businesses. She's written all the books that you need to know about, including several on how to be a better business planner, and she's our good friend Ellen Rohr. Welcome back to the show.
Woohoo! Oh, you don't have a big head like that. You tell your producers to not
seven,
cut easing off.
7 5/8, that's pretty big.
I have a big head, too. I had I had the only extra large graduation cap
right.
In high school.
And that's with a haircut, too. So.
Yeah.
Hey, Ellen. One of the things that I know that you and I agree on is don't complicate the uncomplicated. And a lot of times people in business make things more complicated than they have to be, don't they?
It's funny because you and I disagree about a lot of things. There are some things where we will have a
dagger strong
a conversation. You know, we have some political differences, et cetera, but. Business is like a river that runs through the two of us, and our philosophy about business is so aligned. Isn't that nice? That's how you come together and get things done.
Mm-hmm.
So, people make this business too complicated, and I love listening to your previous guest, Jerry.
Jerry Silverman.
Because, you know, I want to connect the dots. He helps people
who didn't listen to you first.
Well, you know, sometimes people will come to me. This is what Jerry made me think of. Sometimes people will come to me and go, Ellen, you don't understand how much time, energy, money I've put into this business. It has
to work.
Understand.
That's funny.
Did you love that?
Mm-hmm.
you don't understand. And I think, oh, no, here it is again. It's going to be something I understand all too well. But there is this idea that if I just keep after the path I'm on long enough, never give up, never quit, that it's somehow going to turn around. And this business doesn't have to work. Have you noticed, Jim, that the most successful business people are willing to let go of an idea that doesn't work or pivot it or change it?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
You know, like you even talk about the age of the customer. What worked before doesn't always work forever.
That's right.
And so my idea of business planning is very, very simple. It's anything that allows you to clarify what it is that you want, clarify your intention, and then move to some aligned action, and then test it. In fact, we call this formula, we're calling this the formula for the law of freedom. And this the law of freedom goes like this. Dream, act, test.
Mm-hmm.
Dream it. That's how you get some clarity and gain some intention. And then you take some action. And then you test it. Am I closer or am I farther away?
Yep.
A lot of times that test could be a financial test. So, for instance, with Jerry, one of the things you might do is, am I making more money or less money? Do I have more cash or less cash? This is a way to test your idea. So business planning is anything that moves you from dream state to action, and then you test it and adjust, rinse and repeat.
And the testing, folks, that's the same thing as you've heard me talk about on the show before, plan versus actual. That's what the test is.
Yeah.
Plan versus actual. What did you say you were going to do when you dreamed it? What did you do when you did the action, and how did the two compare?
And we do this all over our life. You know, I love sports analogies. Not everybody does, but I do. Because I think that's why sports are so popular. They're such an intense metaphor for how life is lived. So, for instance, if you want to be a good golfer, they have what they call par.
Right.
Now, par is just something to aim for. Now, you may never get to par, but you might set a goal that I'm going to be a par plus 10. I'm going to have a 10 handicap. And then if you right now are a 30 handicap, mm-hmm. then your game, that's all this is mm-hmm. to move from a 30 to a 10. So what are some of the behaviors you would do? You'd read a book. You'd get golf mm-hmm. magazine. You'd go golfing.
You'd take a lesson.
You'd go
practice.
Golfing. You'd practice. You'd go golfing. Mm-hmm. You'd hit a bucket of balls. You'd golf. Mm-hmm. So it's a matter of deciding. You'd imagine it. You know, there's a famous story about a prisoner who spent years and years in solitary confinement working on his golf game as a mental exercise, as a way to stay sane. And when he got out, he was an excellent golfer because so much of the imagination was there. But then he had to go act it out and test it. So the formula is dream, act, test. And anything that you do that helps you do that, I call business planning. So this business planning...
Hold on to that thought, Ellen. We got to take a quick break. Right back with Ellen Rohr. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.